that off.
Good morning, Michelle.
Gosh.
Happy Thursday.
I seriously woke up to you nagging me. Like, it's 5:40. Remember? 5:40. Why are you nagging so much this morning?
Remember how how you used to, like, get here really early and then you would get after me because I was the one that was always running late and you would text me?
Yeah, but...
See, what happened was I kept having to get up really early and you don't, so now your lazy butt gets up, like, 3 hours later. And so when I was in the parking lot at 5:40 and I was like, hey, it's 5:40, and I want to be a gentleman and walk her in so that she doesn't get eaten by a bear... Because there are bears roaming around now.
Yes.
I was nagging.
Yeah, I'm like standing in my bathroom, straightening my hair, and I'm like, why am I getting so many text messages?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
It's here. It's Thursday. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving.
Oh, finally.
I know.
But I was, okay, this is the time of year, the month, or the week, the day specifically, that starts, like, my 10-pound weight gain.
Oh, good.
Because
that's good.
From now until Christmas, the food just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
No, it's already started, which is weird. Like, I feel like Thanksgiving's
already come. Oh, yeah, well, it started a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Because of our staff-wide, campus-wide potluck. Yeah. Gosh, that was dangerous.
I ate more than I've eaten in, like, a month at that thing.
That was dangerous.
So that was amazing. And then there's another one today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up, though, so I don't think I'm going.
I signed up, but I'm not trying to be a hero this year. I'm like, look, you're getting chips.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's some dip if you want some.
I saw that on the email. Cool chips. You should just get those little kitty bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Do you have any more of those left?
No.
Dang it. That'd be so funny.
You said chips. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Or just get a bag of chocolate chips and bring those.
No one specified.
Exactly.
I should just do that.
These are great ideas. You should use all of
chips.
These. Chips. Or bring season one of Chips on DVD.
Stop it.
Yes! These are all fantastic ideas for the party today.
Today's potluck. I'm bringing chips.
We also have to get ready because... it's that time again. I got the Secret Santa email yesterday.
Oh, yes, you're going to do it.
Once again.
You're going to do it.
Hey, we're matching.
Hey!
We're like twinsies.
Twinsies.
Today. It's cool. Good job.
All right. Here's the thing. Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Is Mateo going to do it? Because I feel like he would participate in something like this.
That's because he doesn't know better yet. So, I'll talk to him.
There's absolutely nothing wrong.
I'll talk to him.
Secret Santa is always freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Even if it's
last
just
year
the
was
one
actually
day.
Really incredible.
Did you just do the one day?
I got yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a life size. See, I still remember. I got a life size Han Solo.
Oh like, yeah! Someone was like
Fathead or whatever those are called.
Yeah,
it had Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon. It was pretty incredible.
I got gift cards galore. It was amazing.
Okay, see,
everyone goes over the limit, and I'm like, I stuck to the $15 limit. Is that cool?
Yeah. we took a survey among friends. Because we have this Christmas party every year with the bros. And this year, the very first, I'm trying to think of the correct word, addendum to the Christmas party for our friends. No gift cards.
I was really happy with mine.
I'm kind of freaking out because I'm like, what do? I always get people gift cards.
Here's the thing.
/ always get gift cards. Love gift cards.
Your Christmas Secret Santa thing that you do every year is with people that you know pretty well.
Yeah, that's exactly what Dave was saying, which is why he brought that up.
Yeah.
And said, hey, we're all like really good friends. Why are we getting each other gift cards?
And
I'm
exactly.
like, because you love me?
No.
Because you know that I will take whatever
Your
you
friends.
Get me back anyways.
Nuh-uh, because what if you have Joey? He always gets you really amazing gifts.
That's true.
So you don't have a reason to get gift cards. However, me at a Christmas staff potluck and Secret Santa, I want gift cards.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, and I don't get me wrong, every mug I've ever gotten has been amazing. But I usually just get a coffee mug. And I'm like, well, I have to go home and throw another one away because
what?
I don't have room for all of these.
What you need to do is start handing them over to the Jeters. We've got cabinet space to spare, bro.
I know.
And my wife loves... I say that, but we don't. It looks like
you do.
There's
well,
a
you guys
village
stack.
Of coffee
you
mugs. Gosh. It's ridiculous. And then my poor Mickey Mouse coffee mug that's shaped like Mickey's bottom, which I wasn't really thinking about that when I bought it at Disneyland. Because it's like his pants and his feet, and I'm drinking out of his... pants. It's really weird.
It's really
that
funny.
One doesn't stack, so he just hangs out because he's like, I'm lumpy and weird. I'm the odd man out. And
yeah.
So at night when they all come to life like Toy Story, everybody's just making fun of him because he's like the odd
poor
shaped
guy.
One. I know.
Poor little guy. Or he saying. Rules the world, kind of like what's his name in Toy Story 3?
Yeah. That bear.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm lots of it's
lots of fun. Lots of hugs.
Hugs
a lot.
Hugs.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
It was Sir Mix-a-Lot. That was it.
Oh,
yes.
I see their inspiration now.
It is Thursday morning. I'm excited. We got the Shrofs coming in today. Aspen Project.
Lots of bear.
Gosh. We got birthdays coming up at 6:45. Get your birthday shout out in now.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, baby, give me... That was the remix. Did
Team
like
Awesome
it?
Morning Party, good job. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
Happy Thursday. Pray for Mateo.
Where is that guy right now?
I think he's in Ohio, yeah.
Practicing?
Shows in Ohio and Tennessee, and then Thanksgiving with family, and then packing up an RV and heading out to Albuquerque.
From Tennessee.
Yeah.
But there's no RV involved.
No, there's no RV. It was a U-Haul, but U-Haul doesn't rhyme, so RV fit better. Yep.
Well,
so that was my rhyme for the morning. I tried.
You tried.
Pseudo successfully. Yeah, he's packing up a U-Haul and bringing his wife and his stupid cat.
Oh, you're going to love that cat. You're going to be
do.
So excited.
I really do.
Once you actually
I always give
it.
Panda a hard time. Well, I've already stayed with Panda for a few days
I
when
know.
We were out in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't let me sleep. She just kept attacking my feet. Because you move and it's like, she's one of those cats. So it was just like, oh! On top of everything. Saw, like, has incredible vision. It's 2 a.m. She's got the night vision goggles in.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I love it so much.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, look at that.
Today?
Hey.
That sounds a lot like Mitch. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Steve-O and Mitch for the next week and a half.
Oh, hey, Mitch, how's it been?
Hi. Great. Fantastic.
You guys catch up. I'll be back.
Oh, my goodness. I missed hearing you on the radio. Hope things are going good with your new show.
It's fantastic. He's in school. He doesn't hear you. So
that's
why.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm on the bus.
He's on the bus.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, 10 to 2 every single day.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
How's your show going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
That's good, because I actually listen to that show while I'm in class. He actually let me listen to my music on my computer, so.
Well,
wait, so then you know how it's going.
You do know
going.
How it's going. So I what if I was...
Incredible.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Steve-O, how's Mr. Brody doing this morning?
He's incredible. He got shots yesterday, so he woke up at like 4:30 this morning.
Sweet.
So
ooh.
I know how he's doing. He's awake.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hey, at least he's feeling better, though. I mean, shots are never enjoyable. Just, you know, as long as you're feeling better, that's what matters, I guess.
Yep. Exactly.
That's one thing I'd say. I always hate getting shot, guys. That's like the worst thing ever, you know?
As you always say.
As he always says.
I believe it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, guys, I do have like a few things, announcements for
things.
Those at Volcano Vista yesterday. This is a little late, but for those who missed this, there was a suicide prevention video.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, those who missed the video actually missed out on a pretty good video if you were sick at home, whatever the case was. Actually, it was pretty good. I mean, I was in the class watching it, so...
That's good.
I mean, yeah. It's actually given by, I don't know, I think it's like some company actually give it, is giving it to, you know, all the schools. It's a district's idea, which the perfect idea, because they say, hey, if you don't make this aware, then, you know, what use? Because, hey, you have to prevent things. It's like, you know, preventing something before it happens. Cause, I mean, it'll save a life, basically. And it's definitely worth it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, hey, can I get a song request this morning, guys?
Absolutely.
I thought there was more.
I did,
this
too.
This morning, guys, I want you guys to say, How's the Gold by 21 Pilots, and I'm going to put this out to Helix Charter High School, my friend's school.
It's going
all the way out to La Mesa, California. Put it out to all the students and staff down
all
there.
All the students and staff in
Mesa. They probably don't even know they're getting a song request.
Guys, actually, good news. Some of the kids over there I know from Instagram, they actually listen to you guys on the radio, on the internet.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Right, later. So we'll definitely have to hit up that request coming
up.
But first, it's 6:30.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Yes.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
A man in the UK found $100,000 floating down a river.
Wow.
It's his lucky day.
Wait, I thought yesterday was his lucky day, because it's the news. The news breaks like a day later, so yesterday was lucky.
It was his
lucky day.
There's no word on whether or not he got to keep it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to assume he didn't, since he actually reported it.
I was going to say, I feel like that wouldn't necessarily be his lucky day then, because the lucky day comes when he gets to keep it. Because if he doesn't get to keep it, I would rather not find like $1 million... Then find it and then not get to keep
it. Exactly. Yeah. Oh.
What?
Okay. Story.
But that's right there.
I went to Bacon Fest. Celeste and I went to Bacon Fest, and we're walking around and we just keep finding dollar bills on the ground. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Lord is wanting to bless me. So I'm like picking them all up, and I'm like, yes, this is so cool. And then we're standing in line, and this dude in front of us has $1 bills just hanging out his back pocket. I'm like, oh, junk. I have to return this money now.
No. Wait. So you were touching a bunch of $1 bills that were shoved in a dude's pants?
Yes.
Gross!
And so I said, I think you're losing these. Here you go.
And I gave them back.
And I...
Did you wash your hands for 7 minutes straight in scalding hot water?
No.
I hate touching money, especially other people's money.
It's always other people's money.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's so gross. Money is just gross to me.
You don't ever get a fresh $1 bill.
That's true. That's very, very true.
And if you do, they're so annoying.
Yeah. Because you can't separate them.
Yeah. You're like, I have $5 right here. Whoa. Surprise.
Amazing.
Lady Gaga. Nope. India.
What?
Lady Gaga says she was addicted to pot. Not news.
That's not news. Yeah.
A Florida woman has married a Ferris wheel. A guy married his Jeep a few years ago. Another man also married his pillow. This woman, going for the big time. Ferris wheel.
Wait, she?
She.
A woman married a Ferris wheel?
A Florida woman married a Ferris wheel.
Man. I just don't understand. That's a marriage like recipe for disaster, because you know that Ferris wheel's gonna run round on her. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna run around on her because he's just.
Let me just get some music.
He's gonna run around on her.
Okay.
Because he's gonna. Yeah, I don't know. There's a joke.
Run circles around. Nope.
Nope. You know, because you run around. You run around. I don't know. What.
It'd be better if it was a merry-go-round, but it's a Ferris wheel. So they're like vertically circular.
This joke is destroyed. Next. Anything else? Okay.
India wants to put some of its monkeys on birth control.
Okay. What?
Yeah, they're calling it planned monkeyhood.
Oh, shut up.
I just read that. That's not my joke.
Oh, man. There's probably a lot of dollars in that. That's some serious monkey business. Thank you. Seriously.
There are so many more jokes in there.
I'm sorry. We're done monkeying around. Hey! All right.
Too much.
Okay.
Too far.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Yeah.
Okay. According to a new study, kids today cannot run as fast as their parents did when they were kids. But I feel like that just involves...
What?
Yeah, apparently kids can't run as fast as their parents did when they were kids.
Okay.
I feel like that involves a lot of exaggerating, because there's no way that 25 years ago,
like,
parents were seeing how fast they could run for their kids. Or
actually,
kids.
They were, because there were no video games to distract. Yeah. So that's the games they were playing.
Well, then that's why.
Yes. 25
race.
Years ago.
You want to race?
I was a little kid, and that's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
On bikes, in swimming pools, mm-hmm. wherever we could, everything was a race.
Oh, yeah.
Life was a race. It was amazing. It was the amazing race.
A man in India, another India story, has an interesting diet. He eats earthworms.
Oh.
And now he's preparing to set the Guinness World Record for most earthworms eaten in a minute. The current record is 200 earthworms, because it exists. 200 earthworms in 30 seconds. But the man doesn't stop at worms. He also eats dragonflies.
Stop.
Lizards.
Talking. Michelle.
He eats little tiny ants.
If you want me to finish the show with you.
Spiders.
Okay.
Frogs. Snails.
Is this real?
And.
Are you making this up
he
now?
He eats ticks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How do you eat ticks? Isn't that just blood?
Gross!
What do they do? Don't
Stop
they suck
talking!
Blood? How does one go about eating ticks?
I don't know.
That's
I
a
don't
dangerous
do that.
Game to play, right?
Although when I was a kid, I was addicted to Tic Tacs, the orange ones. They were my favorite. Nope. I would eat them by the little. Blood
yeah, but
bag.
They didn't help breath. Like they don't help
no,
breath.
No, of course not. That wasn't the purpose of orange Tic Tacs.
Then why?
The purpose of orange Tic Tacs was to give me diabetes, because I would eat the entire little carton.
How'd it
thing
work out for you?
Every single time. I'm okay.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
That could also be why my metabolism is so high, because I would just eat Tic Tacs.
You should try out dragonflies.
Orange only.
And just ticks.
Gross.
The tick part
yeah,
of the tag.
No thanks. I need the tag.
And last on the list, a new survey shows that the average amount we plan to spend on kids this year, each kid,
oh, great.
$224.
Oh, gosh.
$72. $72.
Yeah.
Have fun. You can get a nice little iPad with that. You should just get them an iPad.
Oh, gosh. No, I actually love my children, so no thanks. It's called actually raising them instead of just handing them a piece of electronics. No.
Crazy that you say that. The last time I was there, they were on the iPad, so.
No, they were not! Oh, I'm like, no, they weren't. They're getting a spanking. I'm just kidding. That's not true. I would never do that.
For being on the iPad?
They don't play on the iPad.
No, they don't.
They
well,
really
they,
don't.
They have before.
I have friend kids. Kid. I've just seen, or like in Little League,
kids
and then there's the kid in the
friends.
Stands who's just on the iPad, and it's like, oh, cool. All right. Well, that kid's going to be Dexter. Awesome.
You are judging, sir. There is no discernment.
I'm not
that.
Judging!
I'm done with breaking news!
Oh,
stop
good.
Playing that music!
That's good. That's good. All right. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hi.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Thursday. It is 6:45, which means time for our birthdays.
Sorry.
Was that
6:45.
A freak out?
It was 6:45. What else is there to do?
Sorry about him.
Good hey. Morning, Steve.
Morning. By the way,
yeah.
I'm doing Secret Santa.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about me, Steve-O.
Yeah.
But 365 days a year, I'm overflowing with Christmas joy.
Yeah, you are.
You knew that, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You and Dave Dorrell.
Gosh, you guys are the best.
It just, like, flows out of you.
We are all charter members of the Sunshine Club.
Yes, you are.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're so great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's the 325th day. Could you believe it's the 325th day of 2013?
No.
That
I mean,
it's
30
fast.
Days, right?
40 days.
Right?
40 days remaining.
40 plus 25 is 65.
40 days. 65. 40 days.
40. 40 days.
You got a lot less than that to get your Christmas shopping done.
Oh, no.
I haven't even started, Stever. I don't know what to
either.
Do.
Just share Jesus with them.
Okay.
It's most important. We're celebrating the season.
Truth.
Okay.
All right, from Saved and Life as a House.
Mandy Moore.
No.
Wait.
The girl that was the love interest in Life is a House. What's her name?
I don't even know what that is. Tell me another.
Wait, what?
Tell me.
Are you kidding me? With Kevin Klein?
I'm serious. I've never seen it. I have never even heard of it.
Anakin Skywalker?
Oh, I saw that.
Hayden Christensen?
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. He had all the angst in that movie, too.
Yeah, he was like, I got blue hair and I'm angsty. I was like, ugh.
It's true.
Okay.
How old is this chick?
But who is it?
It's the girlfriend.
It's Jenna Malone.
Jenna Malone!
It's Jenna Malone.
If you looked her up after, you will totally know who she is.
I won't.
She was also
I know who it is. Okay.
She was also in For Love of the Game, one of the single greatest movies in the universe. Don't look her up now.
I'm not going to.
Jenna Malone. Okay, she is 29.
Yes.
Yeah!
Okay.
Okay, hold please.
Hold on, this is playing!
Doesn't matter. Man, I got it right. I got it right.
Okay, Mitch, whose birthday is it?
Carly Rae Jepsen!
Yep.
Really?
Isn't she in Hunger Games?
She's got a haircut Hunger like Games. She is.
No.
She's got bangs.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, she's in the Hunger Games.
Okay. Not Carly Rae.
She was also in Sucker Punch.
Turn it up, Steven.
Ugh, please don't.
Why would I do that?
Gosh,
it's her birthday.
She's 25. Guess, hurry. Oh, gosh, no!
And this is crazy.
No, no!
But here's my number.
I'm about to throw my headphones.
Me, yeah.
Please,
come on, Mitch.
Guess. 25.
27.
28.
Dang it! So call me maybe.
No.
No.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad.
Wait, shh.
Her dad's name was Danny, and he liked helping sick kids.
Danny K?
Yep. No, not Danny K.
Danny Aiello.
Danny Thomas.
So this is...
This is the theme from That Girl TV show back in the, what,
70s? Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas.
FYI, I've gotten texts from two different people because today is somebody's birthday, so we have to make sure we remember.
All right.
Oh, did you get?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, first, how old is Marlo? Then we'll get that one.
She is 57.
54.
76. Oh, yeah.
Dang it. You threw
okay,
me off.
Whose birthday is it?
Sorry. It's TJ's birthday.
It's TJ.
Hey, TJ.
How old is TJ today, guys?
TJ, well, I'm 25,
24.
So he's 24.
Oh, you're both wrong. He's 25.
What?
He's 25 today.
Oh, he's probably one of the
fail.
Older
ones.
Okay.
Fail. 25.
He was 24 yesterday.
Yeah, he was. So, happy birthday, TJ. Thanks for that bumper sticker that found its way to my car last night.
Yes.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
No, it was on my car when I got out to the parking lot. So I'm like, cool, man. This does not stop.
Amazing.
This does not stop here.
What?
All right, so from Desperate Housewives.
Love that show.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know anybody on that show.
I don't know
the girl
anybody.
That was Lois and Clark in Lois and Clark.
I don't know.
Terry Hatcher.
No.
That's it.
Crap, I'm
we're out.
Yeah. Nicolette Sheridan.
She's got to be 46.
She's got to be 52.
She's 50.
Dang it.
All right. You guys might get that one. You don't watch Desperate Housewives?
No, dude.
I've never watched Desperate Housewives.
I've never seen a single episode.
Favorite show.
From Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, also on Overboard and Private Benjamin.
Goldie Hawn?
Yep.
Goldie Hawn.
Mother of?
Kate Hudson.
That's right.
Which is the reason that Katy Perry is Katy Perry.
Yes, and I think Goldie Hawn owns a house on Paseo.
Because her real name is Katie Hudson. Yeah. And she didn't want to be confused with Kate Hudson.
Yeah. So it's Goldie's birthday.
62.
Wait, did you just say Goldie Hawn owns a house on Paseo?
Yes.
What?
62.
You know who she's married to, right?
No, I don't know who she's
Kurt
married.
Russell!
Kurt Russell, come on, girl.
Oh, wow, okay. Connection.
Kurt freaking Russell!
Well, it doesn't mean that he lives there.
What?
Have a billion different houses. A billion.
A billion, yes.
How old do you think Goldie?
62.
She's 64.
68.
Ow!
But she's pleased with both of you.
Yeah.
Very nice. You're very kind
if
to Goldie.
If you had said 60s, I probably would have said 50s, actually.
She does look really young.
She looks, yeah. Bjork's birthday?
It's Bjork. Yep.
Is it Bjork's birthday?
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, she's deceiving. 46. 40, yeah, 6.
It's not a bad guess. Man, that is awesome.
Can you turn
TJ and Bjork have the same birthday.
This is so cool.
Sounds like Steve Miller Band. Doot, 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 doot.
Oh, man, this is such a great song. Okay, she is...
feel like she's so much younger.
You said 46?
46.
I'm going to say 49.
Or 48.
No! No!
Yeah.
Just off.
Ah. Yep.
I actually tried to mathematically figure that one out.
It is the horse whisperer's name.
Robert Redford?
No, not the movie.
Oh.
The Horse Whisperer's birthday today. Anyone?
There's a TV show called The Horse Whisperer?
This song is out of control.
Yeah, dude. James Taylor.
Oh, no, I guess it was someone who was in The Horse Whisperer then.
Oh, James Taylor?
No.
Toby McGuire.
This is Michael Martin Murphy, actually. Oh, no. New Mexico's own.
Is this Wildfire?
Yeah.
Oh, Wildfire! You have no idea! Wildfire!
I don't want to know about it.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, your former host would be very pleased.
Oh, man, this song. You have no idea.
Cherry Jones' birthday today.
Cherry Jones, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so distracted.
Go for it.
62.
65.
57.
Well, all right.
Yeah. You ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. NFL.
Terry Bradshaw. Someday it's going to be Terry Bradshaw's birthday. I'm going to get that right.
From Live with Kelly and Michael.
Oh, Michael Shanahan. I mean, Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
He's, okay, in the Subway commercials, he's the dude with the gap in his teeth.
And got it! I know who it is!
How old is Strahan?
He's retired from football.
Oh, so he's got to be a little bit
he
older.
He took over for
48.
Regis Philbin. Not that older. He is 39.
42.
Dang it!
Mm. All right, ready?
Getting so close! Oh. Hey, Terry Bradshaw!
Someone who Michael Strahan used to hit a lot.
John Elway.
Someone he used
Dan
to hit
Marino.
A lot. Brett Favre. He used to hit him a lot. Was the Giants. Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman!
Yes!
Nicely done.
Wow.
I knew he'd get it. A lot means they play in the same division.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
The Giants.
I don't know what the divisions are.
And then you have to think that time period and one of the most awesomest quarterbacks in the universe.
What a great hint, right?
Troy Aikman.
What a great hint.
That was a great hint.
Okay.
How old is Troy Aikman?
Timeless.
Joe Buck's partner.
That guy is awesome.
40.
Not only is he like one of the raddest quarterbacks in the world, he's also an incredible commentator.
Two.
No, he's older than that. 44.
47.
Played for UCLA, you know.
Did he?
He was a Bruin.
What else about him? What's?
He dissed me when I was a little child.
I know.
Because he was in his truck.
I was waiting for that.
Really?
Troy Aikman.
That's who the character is based on from the Tom Cruise movie. The number one draft pick.
Oh yeah.
That was supposed to be Troy Aikman.
Cush.
So a baseball dude.
Baseball dude.
And I'm not sure if he's in the Hall of Fame yet.
Pudge Fisk.
Steve-O.
Carlton Fisk.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Sosa.
During the strike, we've talked about this, one of my favorite players.
During the
Sammy
strike.
Sammy Sosa.
Yes.
No, not
two
Sammy
guys.
Sosa.
Two guys during the strike who I was like, yes.
Because
they said, send me to AAA. I'll play there.
Oh, right. Well, you're playing this, so I'm assuming Boston.
No, it's not. It's just baseball.
It's just baseball.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Frank Thomas because you'd be freaking out a lot more than that.
No.
Robin Ventura, no.
Ken Griffey Jr. celebrating a birthday. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
How old is Ken Griffey Jr.?
Okay, truly timeless. Truly, as an Angels fan.
How old?
The Mariners and the Angels are in the same division.
Uh-huh.
I should hate that guy. He is my all-time favorite baseball player.
Okay. He's a
my
good guy.
My dog's name is Griffey for a
yeah,
reason.
He's a good guy.
A dog.
Gosh, he's incredible. I have two dogs named Griffey and Indiana, and they both live with my in-laws because... Ken Griffey Jr. Oh, man.
Mitch, how old is he?
48.
Oh, that's not terrible because, let's see, Aikman's 47... Okay.
Gosh, I'm not right.
I'm
going to
say 45.
Stop.
He's 44.
Ah! Dang it.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know if either one of you guys will get this, but a lot
know.
Of our listeners may. kind of a classic from this CCM artist.
Kathy Tricoli, Sandy Patty, Amy Grant. This is a dude, though.
Guys, so
that's
not any of them.
Wayne Watson. Brian Duncan.
Don't know.
Audio Adrenaline Guy.
Steve, or who is it?
Steve-O's going to get it. Come on. No?
Wait. No.
Stephen Curtis Chapman celebrating a birthday today.
We play music from his kids.
We do.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Everyone's freaking out in their
car
right now.
He's a really, really nice human being, though.
Don't know his music.
He is a great guy.
He really is one of the kinder humans.
Very big advocate of adoption.
Of adoption, absolutely.
Of adoption. And great singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And a really short guy.
But he's big in heart.
57.
Yep. 55.
51.
Dang it.
He's accomplished a lot in his his life.
Nicely
All right,
done.
Let's move on. Happy birthday, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Happy birthday.
You guys need to brush up on your KOYT history.
Ray Parker Jr.
That should be a class that we have to take,
okay.
Steve.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
Yes!
Celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah!
Okay, director, Harold Ramis.
Did you see Orange County?
Yes.
He was the, not the dad.
I saw Ghostbusters,
too. He was the professor.
Too.
Yeah, he was the professor.
I don't live in a hole.
Oh, okay. He was Egon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I saw Ghostbusters. You haven't seen a ton of
What's that
of
line? There's a line in there.
Movies.
They say Egon is gone. Egon. He was
no,
distracted.
He goes, it's Do, Re, and then Egon. Because Ray says Ray, so he says Egon.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, he was also in Stripes with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harold Ramis, celebrating a birthday today. How old is that guy?
Gosh, okay.
60.
Okay, if he was 25. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 57.
60.
9.
Dang it!
Wow! How old was he when they made Ghostbusters?
Younger than now.
Yeah.
We are two dates.
Kind of like Ralph Macchio.
On this date in what year, W was honorably discharged from the U.S. Air Force Reserve?
W.
1963.
Which W?
There's only one W. There's only one W.
Well, no, there might be several W's, but there's only one W.
W.
I'm still don't know.
Wow.
George W. Bush. It's not H.W., the dad. It's, it's W.
Got it. Ner. Okay. 1980.
You can also call him 43.
Yeah, you could.
1974. So on this date in what year, Rebecca Latimer Felton of Georgia took the oath of office, becoming the first woman United States Senator?
1957.
What?
You are like 70 years off, Steve-O. 1922.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Like, what are women doing in here?
You gotta say
get them out of that legislature.
You gotta say it with confidence. Oh, yeah, that was the year of 57.
Okay.
Year 97.
On this date in what year the first ARPANET link was established? ARPANET, Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, developed by the United States Department of Defense, was the world's first operational packet switching network and the ancestor of the Internet.
72.
1981.
69.
Oh, it was close!
You were kind of close. Nicely done. We got to find another song for technology.
Yeah.
I love Kip, though.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Oh,
why
on
did you
this
do this
date,
to my heart?
In what year, Toy Story was released as the first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery.
1993.
Who are you? What? That was Jurassic Park!
1992.
No! Wait, I'm gonna throw something at you. Toy Story?
Yeah.
93?
Yeah.
No!
Okay. You just remember 93. You got a friend in
oh,
me.
Man.
In Jurassic Park, I believe, is 94.
97.
95.
Ah!
You guys were right in there.
Huh.
Whatever.
Yeah, pretty close. All right, so today, Mitch, why don't you tell us what today is? Because you already looked at it all.
Is Pumpkin Pie Day.
That's right. Yes. It's also the Great American Smokeout. Got a friend who smokes? Let them know it's the Smokeout. It's a good day to quit.
I was thinking like barbecue. Aww.
No, I think this is the day you... You lay it down. Cold turkey.
All right.
It's World Hello Day.
Hello.
I like that.
Make the world a friendlier place by greeting 10 people.
We're going to be greeting like 6,000 people.
As Steve will tell you, 365 days out of the year, I am filled with Christmas cheer.
You really are.
So I say hello to everyone.
Truth.
Yeah.
Truth on truth.
All right. Today is Use Less Stuff Day.
Okay.
How do you go about that?
That is all.
It's easy. Just use less stuff. If you had used less stuff this morning, you probably would have been on time. But you had to use your like hair straightener thingy and obviously makeup. If you had just used less stuff, you would have been on time. You would have looked weird, but you would have been on time.
You're so sweet. I like that you waited up there so much like a gentleman.
I did.
Waiting for me.
There are bears in the park that I had
to
fight.
And then like I showed up and you just complained the entire time. So good.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got some music from May. Naked and Famous on the way as well. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning! Sorry.
Of a world.
There's a chance of snow today, by the way, in the Albuquerque.
Stop saying that!
Sorry.
Why would you do that to me?
Sorry.
I don't look at the weather this time of year because I don't want to be let down.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Good morning. Sorry if you just woke up to that. Let's start over.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a fantastic day.
39 outside right now, mostly cloudy in the Albuquerque area.
Mm-hmm. What's the high?
Well, you told me to stop talking about it, so I just closed it. So that's cool. High 55.
Sunny with a high of 55.
Yeah. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers. It's pretty cold outside. Really glad we just went to Sopo and I got the iced Americano.
Yeah, great job, you. I got
a... It could be 10 below. I'm going to do that.
I got a pumpkin spice chai almond milk because regular milk will hurt me, and I don't like steamed soy milk.
Mm.
So, that is my drink for this morning.
I may have accidentally lied to you because it's changed since last night.
Stop it.
There was a chance of snow, and now it's they've changed their verbiage.
Chance of rain?
Rain in the evening, light freezing rain, so sleet after midnight, they say. Sleet accumulation around 1 inch. Yesterday it was snow.
Gosh.
Snow accumulation of an inch.
They always do that.
Now it's sleet. Sorry, the weather people lied.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The worst. Why would you do that to
we
me?
Can't predict the weather, but we can help people with their drive.
We're not really predicting anything there,
no.
So that's... Yeah.
That's why it works.
Crazy road construction on I-25 south at Paseo.
Yep.
So seriously, guys, careful over there.
Take a different route.
I think it's route.
Route.
Every time I'm over there in the evening, there's an accident.
It's Route 66.
But you're taking a different route?
Mm.
Gosh, I can't do this. Don't worry, guys. The incident is cleared at I-25 north at Rio Bravo. So don't worry about that one. As you look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. They are gearing up for some changes over at Solomon's Porch.
Yeah.
So still coffee drinks today and oatmeal.
Coffee drinks, oatmeal, and the wonderful people who work at SoFo.
Yes. Kitchen is still closed because they are revamping stuff. I can't wait to see the new menu. Ian's not telling me things.
Yesterday, okay, since their kitchen is closed, they had to get rid of a lot of food.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, I sang in the choir Wednesday's service, and they made two huge things of spaghetti and meatballs and cheese.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, it was amazing, but literally, there was so much. And they basically just did that because they had to get rid of it, and it was going to go bad if they didn't.
That's not why they did it, to bless you guys, because you guys do such a great
job. They told us it was because they had to get rid of it. That was their verbiage.
Well, all right. So here's the thing. The holidays are upon us. We are 1 week out from Thanksgiving, and according to a new survey, over 60% of people plan to attend as many or more holiday events this year than they did last year.
Huh.
Guess what the number one must-attend social event is this year?
White Christmas.
Nope.
No, that's not what I meant. Elephant exchange. White elephant exchange. No.
Well.
What is it? Tell me.
What are we doing today?
Potluck.
With?
Staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Company parties. This is part of the great survey.
Gotta suck up to the boss somehow.
Yeah. 31% of people surveyed said they plan on going to theirs. It's a must attend, but it's not a want to attend necessarily, which is interesting.
It's weird how that like kind of flips after a while anyway, because you get there and you're like, oh, I don't want to be here.
Gosh. And then you have a blast.
And then you're like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides, come on. You got to go. It'd be sad to not be at the party.
It would be. It'd be so sad.
I didn't sign up for the potluck today, Mitch. I can't go.
You can still go.
We got Winter Jam tonight.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When was the last time you brought anything to a potluck?
Tuesday, when I brought 2 gallons of apple cider. Next.
That is the... Okay, and the time before that? The time before that.
No, doesn't matter because I don't remember that far back.
I do. What, can I explain?
Wow.
You were supposed to bring drinks one time. You did not. You were supposed to go to the store and pick up soda and bring it back, and you did not.
Yeah, I wonder.
And
if that's
time
why...
before that, the time before that, you were signed up to bring chocolate chip cookies, your wife made, and you left at home. You brought nothing.
Pretty sure I'm in that list of people who puts company parties in first place. This is why. Because you're stressed out. You're thinking about like what you got to bring. And then, dude, you're whatever you're bringing better be the best. Because on Tuesday, let's be honest, on Tuesday we had our big staff, like huge staff-wide party.
Campus-wide
party. And there was like 5 different stuffings.
Yeah,
there
I know.
Was
I'm like, why is there
4
so
different mashed potatoes? And they all tasted different.
Yeah.
And you know everybody was secretly judging them, which it was a good reason why there's no names on any of them.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because Corrine immediately comes up and goes, hey, have you tried this right over here? This one. That one's mine. So people were like already making it this competition of like, hey, that one's mine and it tastes the best. You should try it.
I got one.
That's why I don't like company parties.
I got one of one specific type of thing. Like I didn't get all of the stuffings.
Yeah.
I got one type of stuffing and that was it.
When I found out I was in charge of bringing apple cider, I was stoked.
I was.
It was
too.
So easy. I'm like, cool. 3-second trip to the store. Done.
Yeah, it was
I'm gonna
nice.
Do that every time.
Really? Because you didn't last time when you were signed up to bring drinks.
Touche, Michelle.
Just so you know.
Touche.
Drinks. What are you signed up to bring today?
Oh, nothing. I didn't sign up.
Exactly. So just show up.
No, I don't want to because then I'm the guy that just tags along and it's like, hey, guys, glad you guys all worked hard
and
did something.
Can I tell you how it's going to go down?
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, Mitch, how's it going? Oh, good. Hey, where's Steve-O? Oh, he thinks he's too good for you guys.
Oh, man. Amazing.
He went home because his food is better.
505-338-3700.
That's how today's going to go.
Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are closer and closer to Thanksgiving.
One week.
Which means closer and closer to actually playing music like this on the station.
Yes.
There's the, you know, there's the rule. We were debating. When do we start actually playing Christmas music?
Day after.
There's already like a full-time Christmas station in Albuquerque that's playing nothing but Christmas music.
But we are going to not be crazy. We'll play it the day after Thanksgiving.
We'll play the day after Thanksgiving. We're just going nuts. Black Friday, by the way, that day, it's an all Christmas music day.
So, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that as well. So, and then we're going to rein it in a little.
Just a little. Just a little tiny bit.
Rein it in. Reindeer. There's a joke in there somewhere. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Rain.
Anyways.
Rain.
Coming up, we're going to talk about another Thanksgiving tradition that is getting some ire, drawing the attention of folks.
Okay.
Some protests. That would be the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, good.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Okay, now you turn those ones up.
Thank you. Thank you. Still trying to figure out how to work this whole radio thing.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve and Mitch hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. All right. What are you talking to me about now?
Well, it seems as though I was going to say one of the raddest things, but then I think about it, and every year we get excited for the Macy's parade.
Oh, yeah.
And then we actually like kind of watch it in the background.
It's not that exciting.
Yeah.
Because those people don't stop talking, and then you're like, there's the turkey.
Was it last year that Daniel Radcliffe was on, and everybody else, and they did all the, like,
he did, like, the Broadway.
Yeah. And he's just like, okay.
Cool.
My kids are bored. They don't watch Glee. They just want to see the big floaty things.
No, he's Harry Potter. I would have been stoked
if
I was there.
That's what I have to say. That guy singing and dancing is Harry Potter. Wait, don't think of him like that. Don't ruin his image.
Yeah, right?
Just picture him with glasses. I don't know why he's dancing and singing, son. I don't know.
I don't know when this became a musical. Actually, there is a Harry Potter musical out there. Anyway.
Well, as if that wasn't a bummer enough, apparently this year people are trying to boycott the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know!
Gosh.
It's become the center of controversy. Animal activists have begun loudly protesting.
No.
Yeah, the inclusion of one float in particular.
Tell me.
SeaWorld. The SeaWorld float.
Is this PETA?
Apparently, parade organizers have received letters from nearly 80,000 people.
Okay, this is the telltale sign that everyone has way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, apparently.
PETA, get alive.
Yeah, so I guess they're upset because Shamu is making an appearance on this float. 27-foot sculpture of Shamu, the signature killer whale from SeaWorld. And I don't understand how that's enough to make people angry. Is he bad? Is he?
PETA doesn't like that he's trapped in there.
Oh.
And so they want him out. They want to free Shamu.
Come on, man. And they're all like going to stand there on the other side. Hey, come on. Get him back down to his ocean.
Yeah. Except one, I don't think he'd survive anymore.
Yeah.
But apparently, I watched this really weird. I didn't watch the documentary. I watched the trailer for the documentary.
I was watching this great documentary. Well, it wasn't the documentary. I watched the trailer for the documentary.
So,
does it come to this?
The trailer has led me to believe that that they are really like freaking out inside. Like those whales are freaking out in there.
Because they're confined?
Yes, they're confinement.
Spaces? Okay.
So
I never knew this. I always thought that they were just stoked because they actually had a place to stay.
Do you think the whales are thinking?
No,
thinking
no.
That? Do you think the killer whales are thinking?
Yeah,
that?
No. Great whites.
So
are,
glad I have a place like, to stay.
Destroying their pad, like they got their own place.
They don't know.
They get fed every day.
They don't
like,
know
mass amounts of food.
Yeah, but they don't know that there are killer whales out there. No, not killer whales. Sharks.
Yeah,
sharks.
They don't know that.
No,
they're not stupid. They're just.
They don't know.
SeaWorld.
Oh, I get. Okay. You've convinced me. I'm convinced.
So apparently people are protesting the Macy's Parade because of SeaWorld's Sea of Surprises float. And they are demanding that Shamu be dropped from the parade.
Well, I think they've already made it. Like, I feel like it's
a
week
off.
Week off.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, they're getting going on Saturday. They're procrastinators.
Paper mache. It'll dry in time. Don't worry.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's already done. I'm pretty sure it's taken care of.
Putting the final touches out on Shamu.
Dude, when I was a kid, I actually really did care about this parade. I watched the parade every Thanksgiving, especially when, you know, Santa showed up at the end. It was a big deal. But now it's like...
Maybe it was just easier for me to tune out adults talking, but those guys never stop talking.
They just talk now.
Why do they talk so much?
Oh, wait. Should we take a break? Have we talked too long?
We've
been talking for like 2 minutes.
Is that what we just did?
2 whole minutes.
Did we just throw ourselves into that hole? Dig our own grave?
Apparently.
Okay.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Does anybody really care? I don't understand. 80,000, that's a pretty good number of letters that are coming in, like trying to protest this whale.
It's kind of disgusting, actually.
Really?
80,000 people concerned about this. It's not even the whale.
Yeah. Right.
It's a papier-mâché whale.
Yeah. Speaking of animals.
Probably not even going to look cool.
And awesomeness.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hot button issue right now. Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people have been unable to sign up for it.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like
really
difficult,
upset.
Right?
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. Colorado man using the state's health care exchange under the Affordable Care Act said a mix-up led to an account being opened in his dog's name.
What? How is that possible? How does one... No!
So, like, humans are having trouble getting affordable health care, but don't worry. Baxter, the 14-year-old Yorkshire Terrier, is now covered under Obamacare. This is making so much sense to me.
Times 14. 77.
7 times 2 is 14. Unless you're trying to do 14 times 7 because
yeah,
it's a
dog
really,
ears.
Dog ears. He's really old. Yeah. I don't understand how he's still even covered under the affordable health care. Yeah, okay. 80. Shane Smith of Fort Collins says he used the Connect for Health Colorado phone service to sign up for a health insurance account after his previous plan was canceled due to the ACA rules. And he later received a letter informing him an account had been opened in the name of Baxter, his 14-year-old Yorkshire Terrier. He said the mix-up likely resulted from questions asked by the representative he spoke to on the phone. So he said it doesn't give him a high impression of the Affordable Care Act. Quote, was pretty funny, typical Obamacare, that they would insure your dog by mistake.
Did they have a conversation about the dog?
I'm sure they
asked.
Well, I'm willing to bet. They ask you a lot of questions about, you know, health care and when you're getting health care. Okay, are you a smoker? Yes, no. How many years have you smoked for? Yes, no, you know, type thing. Yeah. Do you own any animals? Yes. How many? One, I have a dog named Baxter. He's a 14-year-old.
Oh, your name's Baxter? Okay.
Perfect. Okay. This is going in right here. Affordable Care Act. Sorry.
You're not sorry. Do not apologize if you're not
unreal.
Sorry.
It's unreal. People are... Okay, our health insurance, like, doubled.
Yeah.
More
okay.
than doubled.
But we really can't complain because we're still getting an amazing deal
on
it. Yeah,
hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, ugh, my health care is like double.
But it
now
really
when I go
did.
To the when I go to the hospital that I can go to because I live in America and can get taken care of, it just takes longer.
For
it's
right
frustrating.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
That's it. I just wanted a hashtag. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know.
Amazing.
I don't really know what to do about that because obviously people are just crazy.
Yeah. Well, human error, obviously. So when the representative
calls.
No,
it's funny. I feel like he tried to get health care for his dog.
What?
I feel like he had to.
Come on. How?
Because no
okay.
one.
Okay.
No
whether
one
or not he was
dumb.
Trying to get health care for the dog, he successfully got health care
yeah,
for his dog
crazy,
under the Affordable Care Act.
Crazy problem.
Beautiful. Good job,
so
guys.
So wonderful.
Amazing. We're doing a really, really good job right
you know,
now.
I wait for people to do things like this so I can talk about it. So thank
there
you.
There you go. Thanks, what is it, Steve? Steve?
Baxter.
Shane.
Thanks,
Shane.
Baxter.
Thanks, Shane in Colorado. You're doing a great service to us all. We have to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some locals rule from Faith in Foxholes. We got brand new War Generation. And, of course, we've got the Shrafs coming in from the Aspen Project. Ooh. We'll talk that and Project Zoe right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Stat. Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
It's Thursday. It's like November right now. That's
it
okay.
Is.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand
job.
What I just said was
you
really dumb.
Are
hold on. Hold on. Let me.
Ah, it's November.
No. Hold on. November.
Has been for about 21 days. Did I say about? I meant 21 days.
No. Okay, November is like the Thursday of the year. I was talking about this, and that's what I meant to say.
November is the Thursday of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Thursday.
It really is Thursday.
Never mind. Celeste and I were talking about this, and it was amazing.
Because December's Friday?
Hey, boy, you're ruining it. Leave me alone.
So Friday is December?
It's December.
Because of Christmas?
Uh-huh.
And then January
is the end of the week.
Saturday?
You lost. It's over.
Okay.
I didn't think this far. You're thinking into things.
I'm just
stop.
Way overthinking it. Okay.
Stop.
Sorry. That's what I do. It's what I do.
Good morning.
Welcoming into the show from Project Zoe, Michelle Schroff. What'd you do to your hair?
Don't say anything dumb. He'll make fun of you.
I'm not making fun. Just threw me for a loop.
He's not used to it yet.
I'm not.
You'll
like
get used to it.
Your hair is
Clay likes
one.
It.
It is now brown.
Well, that's important. That's good. That's cool.
But you know what he told me yesterday?
What?
He said, yeah, but now we're not going to have as much fun.
Because
I'm
not blonde.
Blondes are more fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. I'm like, what did I say yesterday? Oh,
not you,
me. Okay.
Clay.
I'm so confused right now.
Uh-oh.
Hair is just throwing me off. I don't know what to do. You brought in a mini-me.
I did.
But not so much anymore because her hair is the proper color.
The proper color.
I'm just kidding. Introduce. Come up. Are you going to talk today or are you just hiding?
You have to talk close.
Are you
hey,
gonna,
are microphone. You, microphone.
Did you want to come in and talk or you just want to hide in the back? That's why I'm not.
I can't move it any closer.
I'm not embarrassing you. I'll let your mom do that. So.
Her name is Savannah.
Well, yeah, but I mean. Talk.
Spelled Savannah.
I'm trying to get her to,
Savannah.
Mom. I want her
spell
to talk.
Spell your name for us, Savannah.
S-A-V-H-A-N-N-A.
There.
Savannah.
Yep. Savannah.
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 We don't want people calling her Vanna.
Ah.
Got yeah, out of that one.
People still do it.
Yeah.
They really don't pay attention.
Vahana.
Beautiful. No. Beautiful.
Yep. Vahana.
Vahana. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I wasn't sure who we were going to get this morning. This is exciting. We get to talk Project Zoe.
Yeah.
I want to go backwards in time a couple days because we had Cindy on from CareNet on Tuesday.
Yes.
Week in and week out, we were talking and we were getting people ready, we thought, to go out and vote. And the vote did not go the way we were hoping.
Close, though.
Sadly,
yeah,
it went
close.
About the way 55, I was
45.
Expecting.
Yep.
New Mexico to vote because it's New Mexico.
That's right.
But let's talk about this because obviously we lost the vote, but I know the fight isn't over.
That's right. So. That's right. It isn't. But, you know, it's kind of the whole premise of what we do at Zoe is that, you know, we're looking at changing hearts.
Right.
I mean, you can't expect people to vote a certain way just because, you know, you're showing pictures. And if a heart isn't changed, then their opinions aren't going to change.
Right.
Exactly.
They're still going to do the same thing.
I mean, and what's going to change a heart? I mean,
right.
It's the gospel.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where we need to be. We need to redeem the time. We need to share the gospel with as many people as you can, you know, and that's where you're going to see the difference. We just need a mob of folks going out holding signs for Jesus.
When the results came out, I was heartbroken because it's still like babies that we're not going to be able to
see
or hang out with. They don't have a chance at life.
But in the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so cool.
Yeah. You know, and that's where. You know, that's a tough deal, I think, for folks when you think of these little, sweet, precious babies. But, you know, there are women that are left here to deal with the shame and the guilt and really suffer. Mm-hmm. You know, I've yet to meet someone that has genuinely said it was the best decision I ever made.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at the clinics. I have yet to see a woman skip out of that clinic.
Right. Right.
You know, there's shame. And it's not because we put it on them.
Right.
You know, it's because we're human.
Yeah.
You know, and those are, you know, emotions that we feel. And, you know, it is a very difficult decision. I cannot imagine ever being in that position. I can't.
Right.
So, you know, there's compassion that needs to come from us, not judgment, not, you know, they're killing their babies, you know. Yeah.
And that's what Project Zoe is all about.
Yes.
An Aspen Project. That's right. And, you know, that's where we want to come alongside women that choose to parent or choose to follow through with an adoption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're there. We want to hold their hand. We want to be there for them. And that's difficult also.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have adopted children. We have some children that, you know, parents chose that route, and we have some that they didn't. Mm-hmm. They were just unfed. And, you know, that's okay. We still have three awesome kids that we've adopted, and they're ours, mm-hmm. and we love them regardless of how they came to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. you know, and that's, and I think that's a big issue also is folks, oh, who's going to adopt the kids? Well, the Schroffs will, you know, we'll adopt. I know tons of, you know, there's tens of thousands of people waiting for children.
Right.
You know, so that part of it, you know, a lot of the issues are really non-issues, you know, when you think about it. So it's sad. It is.
It is.
But,
it is.
But don't give up. Never, ever give up.
I think that's it. You know, the vote came in. I know there were a lot of people that were devastated. Yeah, that were just kind of like, well, now what?
And that's right.
Sad. But I'm excited that here it is Thursday. We're 2 days removed from the vote. Mm-hmm. And let's talk Project Zoe. Let's talk how people can take that that negative energy, that whatever that they're bumming out on right now, and how they can turn that positive. How can people get involved?
The last Friday of every month, we stand outside of the late term clinic. You know, not out there yelling and screaming you killed your baby, but we're out, we are standing out there to love on these women on that, on the, every Friday of the month is when they actually deliver the, you know, late term aborted baby. And you know, we want to be there to offer support and love. And you know, most women that have an abortion, I don't know if you know this, they repeat. It's generally not a one-time oops, you know, or my baby's life was in danger or I was in danger. It's something that occurs up to three times on the average.
Well, it sucks. It's like any sin. Once you once you wade in that water and you step foot in there, it becomes easier to make that same decision.
That's right.
To go that same direction.
You know, and that's what we do is we stand out there and we, you know, we want to love on these ladies. And they, at that moment, they may not want it.
Yeah.
You know what? But they will know where to find us when they do want it.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully they'll be listening to Static or listening to KNKT or just, you know, hopefully they'll hear about Zoe or Aspen Project and give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the pleasure of counseling some women that have aborted and now are really struggling. Yeah. You know, and what I've noticed is it's generally not immediately, you know, obviously when they come out of the clinic, but sometimes there's relief. There is a relief that comes with it. Like, oh my goodness, I can't imagine that I would have had a baby in, you know, 8 months or 2 months or whatever. But when generally if they are, they have another child, that is when it really kicks in is, oh my goodness gracious, this would have been my second baby or my due date was this day or this is the day that I chose not to parent, you know?
Yeah.
So those are haunting days. And sometimes these women suffer from PTSD. I don't know if you guys know this, but 70% of the female population in prison post-abortive.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. One out of three women that have aborted, suicidal.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, we need to redeem the time. We need to come alongside of these ladies.
Yeah. See, and while
there's hope,
while the it was upsetting that the ban didn't go through, I didn't give up hope because I know that it's a heart change. Just if the ban had gone through, that doesn't change hearts.
That's right.
And that is what I love about what you guys are doing. It's not just a, oh, well, this is happening now, so we're going to jump on this train now. This is constant.
That's
what you guys are doing day in and day out.
That's
and it's, we're in it for changing hearts and presenting the gospel.
That's right. And it needs to, it really needs to fuel our compassion and not our our hate for this, you know, what's going on at this point. I mean, you know, yes, we should hate the sin. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we let that pour over into how we speak with people and how we counsel or how we portray who Jesus is.
Scripture tells us that the gospel is an offense.
That's
right. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to be offensive with our language.
Like, that's right.
We can still be compassionate.
That's right.
That conviction will come from the Holy Spirit. That's his job. That's what he's going to do anyways. They're going to feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
I mean, we have to look back to when we were redeemed, when that veil was lifted, when the Holy Spirit hit us,
it
was very uncomfortable.
That's right.
It's a falling on your face. It's and so if you could be there to grab their arm or put your hand on their shoulder to try and help them back up once they've fallen down, that will speak volumes. And that's what we're called to do. We don't need to condemn because the Holy Spirit is going to convict the
world. That's right.
So
and why muck that up? Why muddy that up?
Yeah.
You know, why cause confusion? Yeah. And, you know, and I think so many times, how many times I've done that? How many times I've pointed the finger at someone and later reaped the consequences of that and felt like, am I responsible why that person? You know, obviously, I'm not, because, you know, the Holy Spirit is what convicts the heart and causes change. But, you know, to even cause that pain on yourself when you are condemning someone and, you know, attacking them and not their sin, you know, and I don't know. I just, I'm overwhelmed with the idea of what we do to women that fall into this. You know, when I think of the woman caught in adultery, Jesus didn't call her out publicly.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. He waited until everyone left.
Yeah.
And then he said, go and sin no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's how we need to approach folks. You know, I mean, we need to be protecting and shielding instead of, agreeing with the crowd,
right.
You know, and that's and for us, what Aspen Project does, as far as we refuse to carry the graphic images, and not because it doesn't work, but that's just not where we feel God has called us. You know, I believe it's great for education. It's great for folks that want to learn and know what it is. Mm-hmm. I understand it's offensive, but that's not where God has called us. God has called us to show compassion and to love on these ladies, not to say, look what you've done or look what you're about to do.
I think it's a very scary place to be when you sit there and think, I would never do that. I would never. Cool. Have you ever lied? Have you ever been prideful? Have you ever been self-righteous?
Hello?
Have you ever been? Cool.
Every day.
Every single one of us have fallen short of God's glory. We are all sinners. And
it
is laid bare at the foot of the cross. And it's all level. Level ground. And so I've been that guy, the self-righteous. I could never do A, B, or C, but then I was doing D, E, and F.
Exactly.
You know, and unreal.
But that, you know, that's a major danger for all of us.
Right.
You know, I mean, even when we see a young girl that it might be pregnant, or, you know, are we loving on her, or are we, you know, and our minds going,
staring from
oh
afar.
My goodness, can you believe La 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 is going to have a baby and she's only 15, and, you know, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, shame on you for treating someone that way and pushing them away. Yeah. You know, I know tons of teen girls that before I was 18, I was in the delivery room with two of my girlfriends. I grew up in a community that was just
the norm.
Girls have babies at 15. And, you know, for me, it was wonderful birth control, scared the snot out of me. But it was one of those things that, you know what? No husband, no boyfriend. And I was like, you know what? I'll be there. And, you know, today that one of those girls, actually three times, because one of them had two babies.
Wow.
But one of those girls, she's a grandma. She has two, grown daughters, you know. And I look back and I go, it would have been so easy for her to just say, you know what? I'm not going to parent. But she did. She followed through with it. And we need to come alongside of those girls, you know, that are brave enough to suffer the condemnation of, you know, a swollen belly.
Who was it? It wasn't Savannah. Were you at the grocery store?
Were you at the grocery store?
Okay.
Yes.
Who all was at the grocery store? You have to talk about this because I was so far away that it was like, is that a Schroff? I can't tell if that's a Schroff. Who actually had the belly going on, though?
My sister, Sierra.
Okay, that's what I thought. So Sierra decided that she was going to... was it for her paper or what was it for? I can't remember. It was
just for research.
Yeah, she had a baby bump going on at the grocery store for, like, checking reactions and responses of people around her.
Matt
were at the grocery store, but they were, like, in the produce. They were in the reproduce. And we were, like, all the way over in the cereal, like, walking away. And I was, like, squinting my eyes, like... Is that a Schroff? And then
totally
she turned sideways.
Her.
Absolutely. Because she turned sideways and I saw a baby bump and I went,
that's not a Schroff. You never know.
And I just kept walking. But talk about what it was like with Sierra and some of the responses she got. Like as this young, how old is Sierra now?
She's 16.
16? Okay.
Yeah.
16.
She's same birthday
with this,
as you.
With this baby bump. Oh, that's right. That's right. We share a birthday. So with this baby bump. Talk about some of the reactions that you guys were getting from that.
I think one of the worst reactions that we got were the looks.
Yeah.
It was just like total
condemnation.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Did anybody approach you and talk to you guys and say,
not at all,
asking Sierra like if there was anything they could do or
we went to Starbucks after.
Okay.
And that was probably the best response that we got. She asked They asked how far along she was and everything, and
okay.
Or she made up some number, but...
Right. She's like, yeah, I'm 53 weeks. I got this down. I know. I know things. I'm totally keeping this going.
Well, and this is a grocery store that we've gone to since she was a baby.
Since Mormons invented it.
Seriously. Yeah. So these people know her.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And no one said anything.
Yeah.
I wonder if she would have went in a little bit farther along. What people would have said.
It looked pretty far along.
Did
it
she?
Looked, yes, that's why.
You
I noticed
baby
from,
bump. I'm like imagining.
I noticed from
like,
far
like,
away.
Wow.
No, not like muffin top. Like real baby bump.
Come on. Matt's not here. We can't talk about muffin tops.
So, yeah.
Like 7 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's exactly why. When she turned, I was far away, but when she turned to the side, I saw the baby bump and was like, no, obviously not. I would have heard about this months ago. So, there's no way. So, yeah.
No, that's why she hasn't been bringing her around.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like, where is Sierra?
Oh, she's at home. She stays
there. Yeah. We sent her to a boarding school.
Oh, a boarding school.
Yes, there you go. Man. So it's interesting to see the responses and the reactions and how... Man, just wow. Cruel people can be, or judgmental, and it's not just Christians.
That's
obviously,
right.
That was from the community at large, mm-hmm. who just basically looked at her and said, "Nope," turning the other way. Nobody's friendly. Nobody's really talking to her. And yeah, that's not the Christian community. Mm-hmm. That's just the community. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. think about that the next time you know you're getting ready to make a sign and go out. Make sure that sign isn't a sign that Jesus would beat you with, as Clay said.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, man. It needs to be in love. We need to be compassionate. I've never walked a mile in those shoes, mm-hmm. I've never been there, and so
did you vote? Because you're a guy.
I did. Yes.
Really?
I did. We actually went.
We voted together.
Yeah.
Cool.
We read a little Facebook post that said, "If you are a guy, you should not be voting. You don't have the right."
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. If you are born, you shouldn't be voting because you don't have the right because you're already born. So shut up. So stuff like that pisses me off because the logic is stupid.
Basically.
How about any of these babies who are still in the womb because not a single freaking one of them gets a say.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so if you're telling me as a father of three boys mm-hmm. does not have a right to vote for that, mm-hmm. you're an idiot. I'm
That's
sorry.
And, well, and even, you know, and I think too, a huge...
Don't get me started.
Well, actually...
Taking my jacket off!
Actually, let's get you started. I don't know. I think right now with everything going on that we're almost allowing guys to step out of that realm of,
yeah.
you know, if a girl is pregnant, you know, do you have a say if she carries a baby to term?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I've had my wife and I have had three. And
no,
so,
I mean, if
but
so,
if I'm,
say, you know,
I'm a boyfriend,
if a guy,
a high school boyfriend,
that's right. That's right.
Sadly, I can speak to that situation. And so, and I did not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that by us even saying, oh, if you're a guy, you shouldn't be allowed to vote, you're almost telling a guy that he doesn't have to stand by and, you know?
Yeah.
So we need to encourage guys to get involved,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
After that conversation you and I had the other day about said Facebook post, I went on thinking, I wonder what it would look like for each side, the for side and the against side, if we could see how many women voted and guys
yeah.
voted
yeah.
for each
oh,
side.
Oh, well, when we went, it was all females voting. There
yeah.
were no dudes there, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look on the
wow.
news. When you looked on the news or on the
females.
Paper, because, yeah, it was all females.
Yeah,
for the against.
The dudes were largely absent, which sadly, unfortunately, that's usually how these situations come
that's
about.
Right.
Because the boyfriend, the husband, just the father in general is absent.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That added pressure of, well, I'm going to have to do this by myself. I can't do this
That's
by
right.
myself.
That's right.
Which is another reason why Aspen Project, Project Zoe are so vitally important to this community, because you guys are saying you're not alone. You're
That's
not
right.
doing this alone.
That's
we
right.
We are going to help raise this baby like a village style.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
Yeah.
And even, you know, and we're there for men too. I mean, Clay gets phone calls from guys who, mm-hmm. you know, maybe drove their girlfriend or,
yeah.
you know. Because they were also afraid. Yeah. And they were also, and even parents. We've mm-hmm. had parents, you know, call us and say, I took my daughter.
Man.
You know,
Man.
I didn't give her a choice. Mm-hmm. I basically made her, you know, made her go through with this decision.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think those are things we have to live with, you know.
Yeah.
That was their grandchild.
And even at the time, it's crazy just thinking about it, like, because we had an issue of the Static paper long time ago
yeah.
about abortion.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a testimony in there saying that her mom took her mm-hmm. to the abortion. And her parents legitimately thought that this was the mm-hmm. best decision for her yeah. at right. the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were trying to be mean. They just right. weren't educated.
And, you know, and that's the thing, too. Hopefully, because the ban didn't go through, is that that's what we're going to really focus on, you know? Right. For us, we're there for the ladies that have gone through or are you know, looking at parenting. But, you know, the folks that are out there standing on the corners, educate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Educate.
Yeah.
And then send them over to us, and then we'll come alongside, you
Absolutely.
Know, and that's what the body's about. You know, right. we've got to be hands and feet. You know, we can't, you know, be the end all to the be all. We, you know, Aspen Project and Project Zoe can't do everything.
Right.
But we can come alongside, you know, said existing organization and do the part of, you know, we'll be there for the long haul
yeah.
when it comes to helping with parenting, you know, providing parenting classes, providing diapers, you know, wipes, formula, clothes, all of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping this just totally added more fuel to the fire and that we can come alongside and educate guys, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, when we think of it takes two, you right. know? There should be a mutual decision,
what?
You know? Yeah. What? We'll talk later,
we'll
talk, Michelle.
Michelle's only 25. We'll have to talk about this.
Yeah, huh?
When you hit 30 or so, we'll okay. talk to you.
I haven't read yeah. that part of the Bible
so,
yet.
Yeah, it's called Song of Solomon. Okay. You should check it out.
That part of the
Kelly, I'll pray for you, bro. So
check the maps in the
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like more information on the Aspen Project or Project Zoe. And as always, Schroffs, it's awesome to have you guys
thank
in here.
Thank you.
Savannah, shut up. You've talked too much.
I know.
You say way too much. You obviously got your mom's conversation skills. So.
I'm sick.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
She's getting used to it because she's going to be coming every Thursday.
Okay, good.
Ooh, there.
When you're not sick, you should totally
we'll swap.
Be, yes. There
that's
you go.
That's right. Sounds
that's good. You should be in here talking.
Yes.
It's important. So,
yes. mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. On the way, we got some suns for you. We got some yellow card. Also, the question of the day is posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll talk about that coming up. Vancouver is currently trying to ban something as well. Not quite what you think, though. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
I don't know the song. I don't know the song. I don't know.
Hip to be square, Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh
gosh.
I don't know this song.
Flashback Friday tomorrow is going to be awesome.
Oh, what is it?
I'm not telling.
Do you know?
Yeah. I've got a pretty good idea.
Okay. I'm afraid I'm going to severely disappoint.
By the way, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
As usual.
Yes. So, Steve-O, Mitch,
hey.
Hanging out with you. Pray for Mateo. He is currently on tour with Five Iron Frenzy. Of course,
and
House of Heroes.
House of Heroes.
And, yeah, he'll be gone until December.
No.
But he'll be coming back with the Dawn.
And Panda.
Yes.
Who I have yet to meet.
I'm really excited. When Dawn was here last time, we had a blasty blast on the morning show.
Oh my gosh, so good.
I will be forcing her to wake up early at least once or twice.
A week.
So, you know. There you
a
go.
Week.
Random phone call. Ready, go. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I have a question.
Okay.
Yes, we already said it was your birthday, and yes, happy 25th, and yes, we're excited that you were born today.
That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm talking about this bumper sticker issue.
What about it? What do you mean, the issue? There's no
what
issue.
What happened? I thought I had something cool going.
You do, and it's about to keep going, because last night when I walked out from service here at Calvary, the bumper sticker was on my car. So, don't worry.
I had no idea.
Don't worry. I will be paying it forward.
Okay, because I figured she just hadn't found it yet.
Nope.
That's
found
what
it.
I figured, too.
Found it, and it was on my car last night.
How long has it been there?
I'm assuming, well, just I'm from the time that I got here for service last night. It happened last night.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
You hope. Well,
maybe not.
I put it on her car
hold
on Monday
on.
Afternoon.
Here
my
we go.
Three up.
Celeste, get in here.
Did you find my present?
Welcome to the show. Yes.
Do you like
TJ's
it?
On the phone.
Hey.
He is the originator of this Pay It Forward. When did you discover the bumper sticker on your car?
At the mall.
At the mall?
I was
when?
Like,
when?
Let's see. I went on Monday night.
Okay,
oh,
Monday night.
You found it on
okay.
Monday night?
So, TJ, you put the bumper sticker on Monday, right?
Yeah, probably about like 2 o'clock-ish.
Okay. On campus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me and Matt were stoked.
I flipped out. Okay. I went to the mall because I was like trying
you
to extend my cell phone
anybody.
Contact.
I know.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to take it out on you guys. You're my best friends. So I wanted to pay for
so
it.
So you go to the mall.
So I went to the mall and then I was coming out and like I beeped my car and I couldn't find it and I kept walking past this like Jeep and I was like, that's not mine, I don't have bumper stickers. Like, and I kept going past it and I was like, wait a minute. And then I went over and I like tore it off. I was like, oh my gosh, have I been driving with this the whole time? And I like threw it in my car.
Wait, Celeste, yeah. Please tell us what the bumper sticker
you
says.
You didn't tell people what it said?
No, not yet.
It said, I think it says like, I'm only speeding this fast because I really have to poop. And it has a little picture of poop with little flies surrounding it. And I was like, how long have I been driving with this around town?
Only a couple hours,
only
apparently.
Only a few hours. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so TJ's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
TJ.
Birthday, TJ.
So how long has Steve been driving around with that on his car?
How long have I had it on my car? I noticed it last night coming out of service. So was it Monday that it was on my car? When did I get the bumper sticker?
Don't worry, you only got it yesterday.
Oh, man, okay.
So.
Well, now everybody knows. Now I can't put it on either one of your cars.
I know, see, why'd you say it? You're not supposed to say anything.
I know.
So then when I took it off, I was like, oh, it's a magnet. Oh, thank God. Yes. And then it says, pay it forward, yeah. Little smiley
I'm
face.
I'm not that
like,
cruel.
Yeah, no. So we will definitely be paying it forward. I don't know who's getting it next because it can't be Mitch.
Well, hold on
so
a second.
She'll be expecting it.
I need
be
to
careful. I definitely felt like a creep putting it on because apparently there was like some sort of homeschool convention or something.
Yes.
With a bunch of moms and the little kids were walking around.
That's so gross.
I got some weird looks, that's for sure.
Before we end this, amazing. I need to make a public apology to the several people that I accused of putting it on my car. He's not listening right now, but... JP was one of them.
Awesome.
My whole prayer group for worship team.
Good job, Teej.
It's all my fault.
I'm so proud of you in this moment. It was a beautiful idea. And yes, the magnet was perfect because I was like, oh man, she's going to flip because I thought it was a real bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And
how did you feel?
The magnet idea. How did I feel? I giggled. And then I immediately was like,
oh crap,
it's raining. Crap. So I'm not going to search the parking lot for her car right now.
For who?
You.
You thought it was me?
I was going to put it back on your car.
How did you know it was? Oh. Did you know about this the whole time?
Of course
I did.
Aww. Of course.
All deceitful.
Michelle is a secret.
Don't even get me into this.
Yeah, Michelle knew.
No.
We all knew. It was a planned attack.
No. Yeah. And who
were you suspicious when I didn't talk to any of you about it?
I just assumed you hadn't found it. And because who told me? Mateo was like, I helped him. I pointed out her car. And you and Mateo
Why
pointed
are
out
you,
cars.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Pretty sure we talk about it.
FYI, I wasn't pointing anything out.
Friendship point lost,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah.
No.
I'm trusting you so much less now.
TJ.
What? I found out yesterday.
No, I don't care.
Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. You're amazing. Thank you for getting us something for your birthday.
All right. You guys are cool.
So
All
nice.
Right, have a great day. That guy. I didn't know.
You're so lying. You need to turn around and talk.
You are all in the doghouse. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go back to my office and work. Continue to support you and on my awesome creativity.
Beautiful.
This has been fun.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm glad you found it. Thanks for putting it on my car last night. Wait, did you put it on my car last night?
Put it in the morning.
So wait, it's been on my car all day.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Where did you go yesterday?
I just went, let's see, I went home, I was at service.
You had to go buy washer stuff or dryer stuff.
Oh, gosh. When I
picked up Mateo and he came back in here to give you your key, I jumped out of my car, I was like,
yeah, so you can't be mad, you put it on my car. I drove around with it for longer on my car than you did.
Yeah.
I'm squashing this.
You can't squash my feelings. They're still there.
But I do it so
he
often.
He does this
so
regularly.
Come on.
Yes, you
Sally.
Are good at it.
I know. Hey, we promised we were going to talk about this band. The question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We will definitely get to that.
Promise.
On the way.
Right after this.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Teo hanging out with you.
Hello.
We kicked Mitch off the show. It was just, it wasn't going as well as I thought it was going to. So, Matt, welcome back. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, buddy. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, it'll work. It's better.
That last song was Sun, their song, Master of Flattery.
Mateo, just leave us alone!
What?
I came back from the bathroom and you're here. Just leave us alone.
Man. Welcome.
I'm trying to fix this. I've been gone for one day.
Leave us alone! Why don't you trust me? Why don't you trust me?
The proof's in the pudding, young lady.
Yep.
What is
truth?
In, what did we put?
No,
in
literally, it's in the pudding.
What is?
You'll have to
it's
see it at the connection potluck today. So
you'll have to go to the grocery store gifted by the Mormons to understand that analogy.
How is How's the Heroes band practice going?
Band practice went really well last night. I got to see Colin and I got to see Tim.
Yeah.
And Nuke is on the road with Plain White Tees.
Oh, that's
so
right.
It's going to be three-piece, and we're going to play Angels and Top Hats. Don't tell anybody.
What? So yep. is that the lone House of Heroes song that's not usually played on tour that you guys are going to play this show, or you guys got surprises?
Well, we're trying to, I don't know. It's so long. That song's like 8 minutes long. So we're going to play it, three-piece. And
this
we went over
weird.
It last night. Okay.
It feels like I'm interviewing you, and I don't like it.
That's sad.
Yeah, we got a new album coming out next.
Working on new stuff while you're out there?
Hey, I will say this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to, but okay. I got to hear little snippets of the new song last night, and they are awesome.
Good.
You're allowed to say that. They've been posting that they're working on things. So.
Yeah.
Man, it is so good.
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, so good.
Are you going to sneak it back for the show? Or
no, it's not mixed
yet. Of course not.
It's
okay.
Not mixed yet.
Fine.
Have
cool.
fun
hey,
on tour. We
I am. I'm missing you guys and wishing that Mitch would quit train wrecking my show.
Well, if only you didn't do everything so stupid.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
If
you
only
don't do
I
anything
didn't do everything so stupid.
Yeah, it was a really good comeback. Circa 1983 when she was six.
I know. It's
she
almost
even
it is the whole
like,
the whole muffin top thing, which came up in conversation a few minutes ago.
Yep. So are you just out there missing home, like podcasting us or what?
No, it was honestly.
No, I'm listening over the app.
That's good. There you go.
Yeah, I was like, man, I hope it goes okay because Mitch is there and her voice is so strange and nobody understands what she says. She sounds like just a tiny, tiny little ladybug just trying to talk and nobody gets it. What's the question of the day?
Question of the day, are you ready for this? Vancouver is trying to ban doorknobs. I'm not even joking.
Doorknobs.
They're being phased out in Vancouver. The new building bylaw to come in effect in March 2014 bans doorknobs entirely in new homes, favoring the more accessible door handle instead.
Mm.
How weird is
that? Two things. Number one, this is Canada. Number two... They should know from Jurassic Park that dinosaurs are going to be able to get in there a lot easier now.
Yeah. That was my first thought.
Yeah. This now
Mitch,
here's the
that
thing.
Was not your first
it
thought.
Was my first thought. You don't
the,
know me.
The bylaw's not retroactive, so if residents have doorknobs, they don't have to get rid of them in their right. old homes, but the new rules make doors, I guess, more accessible in newly built homes. So the question
this
of
is,
the day is this. What's one thing you would ban from your home?
Ooh, okay, here's one thing, though. Those people need to check up because we had a certain someone tell us that if we didn't like the new health care plans, then we could keep our old plans, but that didn't happen. So they need to make sure and see who's behind all this because they might be getting lied to.
Make sure you can actually keep the old doorknobs.
Okay, so now now you have to answer the question of the day, Mateo.
Your old doorknob will not be grandfathered in.
What's one thing that you would ban from your home?
Yeah.
Ladybugs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
One ladybug in particular. Her name is Mitch.
I'm a ladybug.
Since we share a home, I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would. I don't know what I would ban.
No, I know. I know what it is.
What?
The button. No. Never mind.
Were you going to say the carbon monoxide button?
Yes.
That makes me. We have a carbon monoxide detector thing in our house.
Beep.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's plugged in and we have it like secured to the wall, but Brody discovered that yes, there's a tester button. And so if he presses it, it makes a really loud, obnoxious noise. And the first time he thought it was funny, the second time he screamed bloody murder because it scared him, even though it did the exact same thing it did the first time. And so now he just constantly
pushes it. Yes. You know, I know what I'd ban from your home.
Not from my home.
From your home.
Okay.
That peroxide crap I accidentally put in my eye the other day.
Mitch, that was your own mistake. Everyone listening.
Yep.
Mitch needed some contact solution, so I said, well, mine's in the bathroom, just use mine. I have two things of contact solution because I use like this, what is it? It's like a protein protein removal thing.
Straight up peroxide.
Giant red warnings all over the bottle that say,
my contacts were cloudy.
Oh, it man, says, not that cloudy.
Red tip means do not put clear care directly into eye. Misuse will result in burning and stinging.
Yeah, and
use
then
only.
And you look like crazy. You got punched in the eye.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
Yeah. So I ripped the contact out of my eye upon feeling the intense burning and thought this was a trap. He's trying to kill me. He is trying to kill me. I knew it, Mateo. You have been out to get me since you got here.
Oh man,
Mitch, if I was out to get you, you'd have been gone a long time.
Not true. Not true. You're not as cool as you think you are. You're pretty cool.
Hey, I need to apologize to Celeste, everyone. That's why I called.
Yep. Okay. Bumper sticker.
Is she around?
No, there's no way.
No?
There's no way. She's locked herself in a room and doesn't want to talk to anybody.
Is she pouting?
Yeah.
Oh,
I need you to say your apologies right now.
Yeah. It's being recorded. Okay. She can listen. I'll tell her to just go listen to the podcast.
All right.
Matt apologized to listen to the podcast.
Trust me, he did. Just listen to the podcast.
Okay, go for it.
Then it's on her.
Wait, hold on. Where's that sad music?
Oh, sad eyes. Here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tao.
Celeste, I'm sorry. I thought that you had a better sense of humor than you do, and I thought you'd think it was funny. And all I did was tell TJ what Mitch told me to tell him. So I apologize, and that's the end.
That was the best apology of the day.
No.
Hey, stop pressing buttons. I didn't press that button.
That was
brutal. I didn't hear. I can't hear what you guys are pressing.
I know. She's pressing the whatever it's called.
Did she turn the music up while I was talking?
No. She's just trying to press buttons. Stop pressing buttons, Michelle!
There you go.
Anyways, hey, it's just before 9 o'clock, so we actually have to take a break.
No. All right.
I'm sad. One thing that's been banned. I miss you, too.
Oh, wow.
I miss you, buddy.
Mitch, quit talking over Steve-O.
Yeah, it's not funny.
What?
It's no good.
Huh?
It's no good. Huh? Miss you, buddy.
Miss you. Love you. Bye.
I love you. We'll take a quick break right back. Mike Maines and the Branchons, and we'll finally get to the question of the day. Vancouver phasing out doorknobs. They're actually banning doorknobs on new homes. So first question, remember that game, Doorknob? Second question, what's one thing you would ban from your home? I think I actually banned the game of Doorknob from my home.
I've never even heard of that.
There you go. I'm going to train you on how to play Doorknob on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Winter Jam Thursday.
That's today.
I know. It's been Winter Jam Wednesday for weeks, and now finally today's the day.
I'm so excited.
Tonight's the night, I should say.
Santa Ana Star Casino.
Yeah, you can check out details at mystaticradio.com.
It's in Rio Rancho. I've been saying it's in Albuquerque, but that's because I forget Albuquerque and Rio Rancho are two different places.
Yeah.
They just seem like the same place.
Yeah.
Like Las Vegas and Henderson.
Doors at 6?
Yes.
Yeah, doors are at 6.
Okay.
I'm being serious. Starts at 7. So I'm excited to hang out with Christian Stanfield tonight. I love that dude.
I haven't seen that guy in like 4 or 5 years.
No, so it'll be good to see that guy.
Fun.
See that guy. A lot of bands tonight. TFK, Canadians,
TFK, Christian Stanfield, 10th Avenue North, Newsboys, Plum. Who else?
You just said a bunch of them. So I'm
I
like,
did.
That's good.
Okay,
Building
cool.
429. Did you mention?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I did not. Okay.
So yeah, that's going down tonight. Speaking of TFK and being Canadian. Some Canadians have decided they're fed up with round things, or at least doorknobs. I don't know.
Circles in general. They hate them.
They just hate
spheres.
Circles.
The world. They hate the world.
So doorknobs being phased out in Vancouver, I guess there's a new building bylaw coming into effect in March banning doorknobs in homes. So the big question of the day. What's the one thing you would ban from your house? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, just wanted to give a correction there. Mitch had said it was at the Santa Ana Star Casino.
Oh, Star Center.
Star Center.
Star Center.
Is it, right. Is it also a casino?
No, it's no. Just like a big...
Center. Have you never been out there?
I mean, a casino.
No. Oh, my gosh. Dumb.
No, I've never been to the place. I've only ever
this is where the Scorpions played for like 8 minutes before they went away.
Oh, Star Center.
I really enjoyed the Scorpions.
Me too.
Man.
I saw them play
once. All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
Yep.
All right.
Santa Ana Star Center.
Yes, it's definitely different.
I didn't know that wasn't a casino.
There's a Santa Ana like casino. No, this is just like an arena. It's where Muse played last time they were here.
Right, okay. Center.
So, yes. There you go. Details, mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, don't believe me.
Yeah, don't believe her. Apparently ever. So, topic of the day. We want to know, what would you ban from your home? If you could ban one thing, the Shroffs, when they were in here, she said TV.
Yeah.
She banned the television.
Mateo called in. He said that carbon monoxide detector you have, which is really dangerous.
We really need that. It's important that we have it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, wow, phone lines immediately jammed. Here we go. Static!
Hi, I was calling to find out if you guys are going to be giving away tickets for the concert tonight again.
Winter Jam Wednesday was the last day for us giving away tickets. We gave them away every week leading up to the show. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no more to give away.
Thank
no
you
more.
So much.
All right, thank you.
It's a good question.
That is a good question. Static!
Yo, good morning.
Morning.
It's nice to have Mitch back.
It is, right?
I'm okay.
Mateo's awesome as well.
Yeah.
It's true, he is.
But it's nice to have Mitch.
There you go.
Thanks. It's nice to be back. Feels pretty good.
It's perfect because she's going to be here until next Friday since Mateo's gone for a week and a half. And then by the time we're fed up with her, we'll have
I'll
Matt back. And then Matt will come back for a few weeks. And then he's leaving for Christmas
to
go home with
his
family. So then you'll be back in for a few weeks. So we'll never get sick of either one of you.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Me, on the other hand, everybody is just hosed because I'm always here. So
actually, no.
I apologize. Sorry for your loss.
Hey. We love you.
Yeah, it's cool.
We do. This is the Jets guy from Rio.
Hey!
And remember, I wasn't a big fan of you in the beginning. I was like, man, I don't know about that Steve-O guy.
Yeah. He didn't know.
You lowered your standards, didn't you?
You lowered off.
This is what happens when you conform to the patterns of the world. You just, now you enjoy me. So thank you for lowering your standards. Amazing. So there's one thing you could ban from your home. What would it be?
Real quick, to touch on that doorknob thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the doorknob game, right?
Of course.
I just
taught Mitch off the air.
No, you did not. Yeah. You told me the rules. You did not. You did not teach me.
Yeah.
I just found out about the game. It's pretty disgusting.
So I don't know. I guess we'll have to rename it door handle because they're implementing door handles everywhere.
No, it's still going to be doorknob.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little harder.
Yeah. You actually have to find a doorknob. So good luck, Canada.
Running through the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know, I was a 17, 18-year-old teenage guy driving around with my friends. And, you know, we'd always play doorknob.
Of course.
Oh, that's so gross, you guys.
If someone would fart in the car, there's four guys running around in this car.
Yeah.
I used to keep a doorknob in my side house.
Oh,
on the driver's
door.
You were intense doorknob.
See, I had to ban that game in our house because fights would break out. Because, oh, man,
so
it would be brutal. And then,
crying,
like holding
tears.
The guy down so he couldn't reach the door.
Yeah,
yes, terrible.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Or do it with,
until
I had a buddy of mine
not.
Who was, he fell asleep on the couch.
Guys.
And he farted. And someone called Doorknob.
Okay, so
he had a rude awakening.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The game Doorknob is apparently somebody, most likely a guy, farts, and then the guy has to, the
you
person
to
who farts
safety.
Has to call safety, and if he doesn't,
you get to yell Doorknob.
You get to yell Doorknob, and he has to run to the nearest doorknob and touch it.
Or he gets beat.
Otherwise, he gets punched. And
which makes sense, because if you do that, and
you deserve
it's like,
to be punched.
Gross, you deserve to get punched. At least now we're making a game out of
I'm
it.
I'm glad we've
of just
clarified
punching.
That, you exactly. and Mateo, we have clarified.
What is awesome is whenever they accidentally call doorknob on themselves.
Yeah, doorknob. Safety. Nope.
Too bad. It's like chess. You can't take it back.
Yeah,
it's your move.
So, yep. There you go.
Yep.
Right on.
Right on. I will catch you guys this evening at the Winter Jam.
There you
Sounds
go.
Good.
Amazing. We'll see you tonight.
Right on.
All right. 505-338-3700.
What would you ban?
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I wouldn't be as cool as you, Steve-O. I heard earlier you banned your dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty messed up, bro. I still have mine, and I love her to death now.
Dude, if anybody is good at laying cinder block and wants to help me get my dog back, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, my God. I would be, if I lived there, I'd do it for you, bro.
My wall in the backyard's not high enough. He just jumps it and takes off down the street, and so unfortunately...
You got to get the rebar, put it like every 5 feet, get the electrical wire going.
Yeah,
so when he tries to jump and hits
that's
it,
cruel. Oh, that just feels
But then after like a month of that, he won't even try to jump
after
anymore.
After a month of electroshock therapy,
it's because he won't be alive.
Oh. No, but seriously, guys, I'd ban the cake mixer that we have.
What?
Because it never fails. I always get batter all over me.
There you go.
What?
Amazing.
So, yeah, that thing's a beast.
Yeah.
That thing is a beast. Like my wife says, hey, can you do this? I'm like, babe, come on. So please, let me do the dishes. Let me keep everything up. And then I'm like, all right, here we go. I put it on low. And then it has this. I always got to hit the button that says turbo.
Right.
So, boom, I hit the button and I crank it. And then I lift up too high and blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Patience,
all
bro.
Over.
Yeah. Patience
I love
is a virtue.
I love licking them off. But
right.
I hate mixing, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. I love you guys. Later.
Love you, too. Poor
Someone needs
Christmas.
One of those really expensive mixers for Christmas.
I know. Yeah, what? No, it doesn't matter. It sounds like he's got one. It's got a turbo button. Are you kidding me? Static. Hello. Hi. Hello.
How's it
Sweet.
Going?
Okay.
All right, cool.
505-338-3700 is the phone number
or
if you would like to chime in.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We got a ton of comments on Facebook.
Cody says, I'd probably have to say trans fats, but what else... Would Doritos get their... Where else would they get their amazing flavors?
Truth.
True. Truth. Michael says, water-efficient toilets that have no flushing power. And Bill follows up, eat more fiber.
Eat more fiber, yeah.
It's so much
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, Bill... he says, goat heads.
Yeah.
He says it. They are from the pit of hell and find their evil way to the bottom of my feet. That is the worst thing. And so unexpected. You're like, oh, so nice carpet. And then it ruins the entire day. The entire day is over.
Vancouver is trying to ban doorknobs right now. It looks like the ordinance is going through in March. So we thought we'd ask the question, what would you ban from your house? Or have you already banned something? Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling because I heard you talking about having to get rid of your dog.
Yeah.
We had the same problem with our dog, but what we did is they have, I don't know what color your cinder block fence is, but we got, like, this white lattice from Home Depot.
Okay.
And then, like, posts right behind the wall and then put the lattice up, and it makes it look real nice. It's real decorative, and it's really easy to do.
That sounds pretty.
I feel
sounds
like
something my wife would enjoy.
Yes, for her garden.
Thank you. You just gave me a job.
Yes.
Nope. Gave me a
no
task.
Problem.
So thanks, man. Right on.
Great job.
All right. Yeah, see,
Solution.
Indiana, I miss that dog so much.
I know. When last time we were over, the only time I've ever been to the church.
Yeah.
And we were there for the school thing.
Oh,
you couldn't
even
like look at him.
I couldn't.
Like, no. I can't
say
man, hi.
This
I can't
last
say
weekend,
hi.
I went and hung out with him, and I was just, he still wags his tail the same. He misses me so much. He wants to come home, but we can't bring him home right now anyways because Teo's coming home with Panda.
With a cat.
It'd be very interesting.
They're going to be best friends.
No, they're not. He's a hound dog. Like
oh,
he, yeah. I just have a feeling it would not be like fox and hound style. I feel like it
so
would go awry.
Do you remember Fox and Hound? They were not friends at the
never
end.
Never saw Fox and Hound.
What?
I know.
Spoiler alert.
Matt's already told me. No! Matt has not told me the ending. He's already told me that it's like something
ending.
I have to. They're not friends in the end?
I'm not telling.
Why wouldn't they be friends in the end?
Why wouldn't you see... Why
Fox
wouldn't you
Hound?
See this movie?
Because there was
it's on Netflix
there
streaming.
There was a
go
rash of
it.
Animal movies. I can guarantee at least one animal probably dies in that movie because that's what happens. I already saw enough dog
Bambi?
Movies.
Did you see Bambi?
Yeah. Old Yeller. Anyone? No.
That was not a cartoon.
Where the Red Fern Grows. Also not a cartoon. Doesn't matter.
Book.
Anytime there's a dog, sad ending. No, thank you. Moving on.
I think that's what's banned from my house. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What would you ban from your house? Vancouver's trying to ban doorknobs. It's successful. Mm-hmm. March 2014. No more doorknobs. Door handles? Yes.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Keep hitting the wrong button. Sorry. Would you like to do our intro as
yes!
the outro?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Better?
Thank you.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Before anybody gets upset because that's mean and we're picking on Mitch, she picked that.
Oh,
she did that. She created that.
I can't believe you guys did that to me.
Stop it. Welcome.
Hey, I did choose that.
You really did.
And the next one I want to do is the one with Ron from Harry Potter saying, "That's right, I'm still here." That's what I wanted to say.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. If you have round doorknobs in your home and you live in Canada, be forewarned.
You're in trouble.
You's about to be banned. Actually, you get to keep your doorknobs if they were already pre-existing.
But the next time that you have to get new doorknobs, not happening.
Not happening.
Door handles.
Vancouver is banning doorknobs. It's really odd, I know. They say that door handles are more accessible. I guess there's problems with doorknobs, maybe.
I don't know why.
If there's a fire and it's really hot to touch, you just have to flip the handle down,
that
maybe.
Makes sense.
Right? The doorknob you'd have to still grab, and I don't know.
That makes sense.
I'm just trying to think. Or, like, say you get out of the shower and you got, like, lotion on and stuff, a door handle, you can hit with your elbow.
Oh, that's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Doorknob, you're like sliding. Maybe.
Need your towel.
I don't know. Static.
Good morning.
Deep voice guy.
Hey, I met you.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And you know what?
Huh.
These guys need to remember they got to be nice to girls.
Yes.
They
do. It's very important.
They do.
There you go.
This is true.
Thank you, deep voice guy.
You got it.
Thanks, deep voice
guy. Got my back.
He does. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I respect that. It's deep voice guy.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Hey, have I been mean today?
Huh. A little.
Okay.
No. Actually, it's so funny. Yesterday, I was telling someone that I was going to be doing the morning show today, and they're like, oh, that means you got a deal, Steve-O. I'm like, no, I love that guy.
Okay.
He's so mean to you. No. Mm.
They've never had siblings, maybe.
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 I don't know.
I feel like I have a baby sister.
Oh, punch you in the stomach.
What?
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah. You did that yesterday about 4 times. See, what happens is on the air, you're like, I'm Michelle, and I'm this pretty little flower. I'm so delicate. And then we get off the air, and I turn around, wham, like right in the abs. I was like, That was hilarious. That's what happens off air.
Is that how I sound?
It's weird. Yeah, like on air you're like delicate, and then off air for some reason you turn into Sylvester Stallone. You're like, hey yo. I don't know how you don't really.
No.
That'd be amazing if you talk like that. Can you just try? Just be Sylvester Stallone.
Hey yo. That's as good as I got.
That was
it's
good.
Over. It's
that was
over.
Pretty good.
If so, Matt is sitting on the other side of his phone going no.
He just face palmed.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Miss you.
Sorry, Mateo. Love you.
Oh,
you're
man.
Pretty cool.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If there's one thing you could ban from your home, what would it be? What do you got?
Michael on Facebook, who says, doors, all interior doors have to be pocket doors. What are those? What are pocket doors?
Is that like in The Hobbit? Or they just have those like...
little circle things, maybe?
Sure.
I'm going to assume that. I'm not going to look it up. Don't look into it. Tom says... Canadians.
What?
Either he's saying, ugh, Canadians, or he's saying that he'd ban all Canadians from his home.
Oh, those are those freaky... I would ban pocket doors. I hate those doors. Really? Those are those sliding doors.
Oh, I know.
That aren't like real doors. They go into
it
the
saves
wall.
Room.
And you're like, where are you going?
Nope, that's not what I'm like.
That's what it's usually what I do. I'm like, what's in there? What are you doing? Where are you going? I do that every time. I just talk to doors. I wonder that's probably why I don't get invited back to homes that have pocket doors.
What's going on in there?
Yeah. Static.
Hello. Hi. I would ban Disney movies.
Disney movies from your home?
Yes.
Why?
That's upsetting.
Because they're all sad.
Yeah, that's true.
They better not mess up Star Wars or they'll be in big...
Lion King was not sad.
Yeah, it's... Wait, what?
Okay, Lion I shed King some tears, but it had a redeeming ending.
Do you not have a soul?
Do you remember?
What is wrong with you? When Mufasa is, like, trying to protect Simba, mm-hmm. and then, like, he gets trampled, and then he runs up, and he's like, Dad, and he's crying. He's, like, laying next to his dead dad, and then Scar comes up and says,
there are people in this world who have...
Simba, what have you done? I was playing, and he's like, you did this, and his uncle, like, blames him, and he's like, and he freaks out, and he's like, run away and never return.
Yeah, but in the end, he comes back.
Yeah, but all of the Disney movies are like that. All of the Disney movies have that weird sadness, except for Up, which for some reason
I cried like the entire time.
Yeah.
Why did I have to have a box of Kleenex in the theater?
505-338-3700, the phone number. What's one thing you would ban from your home? I like this one. Michelle says mold. Sadly, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they went through like a big old mold ordeal.
Yeah.
Where like half their house, it was like mold. And
that
they
is
had
terrifying.
To like, they had to like tear everything out. And insurance like helped, but not as much as they could have.
The crappy thing about mold is that it grows back. Like even if you're like scrub, it's going to grow back.
Yeah.
So you have to basically just replace everything.
They had to tear everything out, replace everything. Yeah. Static.
Yeah, I think if I had to ban something, I would ban two things. One of them's I would ban people leaving empty. Like, you know when people put the milk jug back in the fridge and it's like empty, it's not enough for a bowl of cereal?
Right.
You ban those people?
I can't stand that. I would ban that happening, yes. I would ban that.
That's a good law.
Happening.
That's a good house law.
And I would ban people from touching my cereal.
Okay. That's good. So you should just get a Sharpie
and once
line
it's here.
Yeah, line your actual gallon and go, when it gets here,
just drink the rest.
I should just get
milk.
A safe and keep my cereal in there.
There you go.
Because my 4-year-old eats all my cereal and then I never have
it. Dude,
anything.
High five through the phone makes me crazy. I buy 3 boxes of cereal and it's like, okay, these are the 2 boxes of cereal that my boys are going to eat. This 1 box of Frankenberry, this is mine. You do not touch it. I put it on the higher shelf. Sure enough, Saturday, the only day I get to eat cereal, because I do the morning show every day. Saturday, only day, I usually go in and I'm like, and there's like 7 pieces of cereal and then just flakes that fall out because they've eaten it throughout the week.
You guys have a good morning.
You too. I'm banning that. I'm with him.
I used to live in a house with a bunch of people, my husband included. We all lived together, and there was this rule.
You were in a cult.
I was in a cult for a while.
Yeah. There was a rule, like, if you make the Kool-Aid.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to start talking about Kool-Aid. Stop it right now.
No, are you really?
Yes.
Weird. Okay.
If you didn't drink, if you drank all of the Kool-Aid,
you had to make
the new one.
Of course.
So I never drank all the Kool-Aid. Oh.
You're the person that left that much and said,
less than
no,
that.
There's
less
still
than
some
that.
In there.
About that. I'm like, that's at least, that's good for the baby.
Go.
She could drink that. If she was drinking Kool-Aid, she'd be able to drink that.
Some things you should never confess. Everybody's mad at you right now. Everyone.
Sorry, Jillian.
Static.
Hey, it's Joelle the Nanny.
Hey, Joelle.
And I would ban centipedes from my house.
Oh, I'm with you. I would too.
I don't know, like, Mateo is with snakes, that's how I am with centipedes. I can't be around them. They're just, I hate them so much.
Yeah. Yeah, they're made out of Satan's fingernails. Those each little piece, I don't know if you knew that. That's actually what they are, those little like, pieces of them, how they're, like, that's what it is.
Yeah, see, I can believe that.
Yeah, they're awful. I hate them.
Yeah,
the legs are his eyelashes.
Yeah.
They're evil creatures. They're evil creatures.
They're disgusting.
I'm just telling you.
I don't have a problem with
them.
They are.
Thanks, Joelle.
If we're going to go for insects,
no
cockroaches.
Oh, see? There you go. You can ban... There you go. Look at that. Or you could just spray. I don't know.
I do.
Maybe you could just... Static!
Hey.
Hello.
I have a complaint.
Okay.
Can we still talk about doorknobs?
Yes.
Well, yeah. That's what we're
go
talking
it.
About. Banning
Please.
Something from your home.
Sound off.
Yeah.
Go. You know, I don't know what kind of a doorknob bans a doorknob. I have an issue with this.
You have an issue with banning doorknobs?
Yes. Okay. Obviously, this person never had a pet or a two-year-old child.
Right!
Okay.
Exactly!
Hello?
Exactly.
I have flipper handles in part of my house, door handles, you know. I have doorknobs, the important ones, like exactly. The ones that go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Because I have a two-year-old grandson that can open anything with a flipper.
Yep. Wow. No, I'm with you 150%.
I didn't even think about that.
I have a dog and three cats that can open that flipper doorknob.
Yep.
You know, you're watching TV, you're laying back, all of a sudden the door pops open. You're like, what? Here comes the dog and all the cats that you have just locked out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you could actually just invest in some locks for those doors if you don't.
It's an option, but I mean, it's not required.
Well, you know.
No, it's just
forethought.
You're making way too much sense for Canadians. They don't know what to do with this logic. So,
like, really, seriously, people? Come on.
Yeah. Amazing.
Give me a break.
Thank you for the call.
Not to mention that two-year-olds can hang on the flippers.
Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Truth. Yeah. Well, amazing. So, good logic. Thanks for the call.
Bye. Great point.
And there you go. And there it is. Thankfully.
Hold on. I don't get this one. Jacob says spring mattresses.
Oh, I don't know.
Because maybe kids jump up and down on them.
Sure.
Maybe.
What else would you have, though? Aren't all mattresses like, I don't know.
No, you have Tempur-Pedic.
We have like a pillow top thing. Which, great idea 7 years ago.
Not
terrible
so
idea now because I'm like, oh. Because it's so squishy. You get in there and you're like, you like sink in.
It's
and
comfortable
my back,
for the first four
I'm
minutes.
I'm old now. I get out of bed. Oh. I'm like, ah! I'd rather sleep on the floor. Anyways, what'd you learn today, Mishers?
I didn't learn anything.
Of course not.
What
Will
did
you
I...
ever learn?
No.
Will you ever learn?
I learned that Mateo can't trust me, so he listened to the entire show.
Truth. Truth.
He just texted me and said that I am the one who told everyone what happened to Mufasa in Lion King, and that's not true. So,
let's see. I learned that today wasn't as bad as I was expecting it.
What?
That you still do a fantastic job. I'm excited to listen to Middays with Mitch, actually.
Okay.
I get to leave now, and you have just
I just learned
hours.
That I still have four more hours. Crap. I forgot all about that. Well, don't go anywhere,
hey,
guys.
I got your topic of
I'm
the day.
Still here.
What would you ban in your home?
Thank you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's it for me.
I'm still here.
So, we'll see you guys again mañana. If you miss any part of the show, we will podcast it in a week and a half when Matt gets back. That's his job. I'm not doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can check out the podcast there. We will see you guys again mañana, unless you're going to be at Winter Jam this eve, in which case, we'll see you tonight.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
I don't know what to say.
Static.